Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Another episode of Lunar Lover, the podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and today we're exploring the Scorpio New Moon. The Scorpio New Moon will take place on Sunday, November 15 at 4:07 p.m. in Sydney, 5:07 a.m. in London, and 12:07 a.m. in New York. Much like the season of Scorpio that we've been experiencing for the past month, everything that needs to come to the surface to be transformed is likely to surface during this new moon. It's likely to find its way through often uncharted waters via our emotions. Yes, Scorpio is a water sign, and in order to highlight where transformation is due to occur, it'll often stir up our emotions as a guiding light or a flashing neon sign, depending on how much of a nudge you require. I love Scorpio new moons because, much like the season in which they rise, they're all about what happens in the shadows. Just like the new moon, which is bathed in zero light. So the new moon is in shadow too. So I ask you this, while sitting in the darkness with nothing but your emotions, what is being brought to light? This is where the truth lies. Sitting with yourself in the light brings distraction. When sitting with yourself in the dark, it's just you and anything else that likes to hide out in the shadows, like our fears, but also our big dreams and our deepest desires. And they will continue to stay in the shadows if we're too afraid to reveal them. This is your moon to bring them to the surface. This is the moon to emerge from all of the shadow work we've all had to face this year. This is the new moon of hope, of change, of becoming, whatever that means to you. The mantra for Scorpio is I transform. Personally, simply uttering those words becomes the catalyst of change within me. So I want you to say the mantra out loud right now. I transform, and feel into what stirs deep within your belly. I'm always comforted by the word impermanence. Everything is impermanent, and Scorpio knows this better than most. We exist in a universe governed by cyclical energy. Everything is in a constant flux of growth and decay, contraction and expansion, lightness and shadow, and an inevitable part of every cycle is death and rebirth. The impermanence is just as present in the growth stages as in the decay, because nothing lasts forever. This should bring you comfort. Be grateful and present with the light, and just as grateful and present with the shadow, because both will pass. This is Scorpio. I spoke about the death and rebirth cycle quite a bit during the Scorpio season episode. Well, we've now reached the death with this new moon. And in the coming days, you're likely to experience the rebirth. Look back to what you released under that Taurus full moon we had a couple of weeks ago. This could be a really clear indicator of what deaths have occurred and what is about to bloom. Remember, new moons are our time to manifest our desires. You have the ability to coax a birth of your choosing from your wildest dreams under this Scorpio new moon. If you need help setting intentions, you might like to become a Lunar Lover member. On November 14, so the day before the new moon, all Lunar Lover members will have access to a Scorpio new moon intention setting and yin circle. There'll be some new moon journal prompts and there'll be a brand new guided meditation in there. And then in 2 weeks' time, when we get to the next full moon, you'll get some more journal prompts for that particular moon, a full moon circle, a full moon yin class, and all of that for just $22 a month. You can cancel at any time, or if you really want to get deep with this work, it's worth hanging around for a few cycles and really feeling the benefits of working deep with the lunar cycle. If you'd like to become a member, all you need to do is click the link in the show notes of this episode or head to jordanalevine.com/lunar lover. Okay, let's have a look at some ways that you might like to work with the energy of the Scorpio new moon. Embrace your sensuality and sexuality. In astrology, Scorpio rules the eighth house, which is concerned with sex and scandal and secrets. I mentioned this in the Scorpio season episode, but Scorpio is sexy as all hell, and that sensuality tends to play in the shadows. But you know what? There is absolutely nothing wrong with that. Embrace it. Use it to discover parts of yourself you've perhaps not dared to explore. How you embark on this exploration, of course, is completely up to you. Deepen relationships, but only if they're ready to go deep. If your relationship is not ready to go deep, then make space for whatever deaths need to occur to happen. Feel into this from a really calm and centered space and know that any transformation that takes place is always in your highest interest. Forgive and make space. This is usually a full moon exercise, but holding grudges in Scorpio season and around a Scorpio new moon is just plain detrimental. Watch out for obsessiveness in Scorpio season with yourself, but also towards others and from others. And if you have been holding a grudge, now is the time to let it go. Allow your ego to die and see what births. A healthy ego is a very good thing for sure, but what if you allowed your ego to take a little bit of a back seat during this Scorpio new moon and see who you become? Ask yourself, am I being affected by this because my ego is bruised? Am I reacting this way from an egoic space? If you could come instead from the heart and be your authentic self in the moment, even if that's a little shadowy, again, how could the situation transform? Be open to big change. We've seen some big change happen in the world in the last week. And whether you're looking for an epic change or not, just be open to the possibility of it. If we close ourselves off from shifts in energy and deaths occurring, what happens is we actually start to stunt the growth cycle. Scorpio demands profound change, so start fantasizing and visualizing about what epic changes you're ready for. And then lastly, embrace the intensity of your emotions. So like I said before, Scorpio is a water sign, so it is very, 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 very likely that emotions will arise around this moon. And yeah, it's likely that they'll be intense. So bathe in them. Enjoy them, really feel them, and observe how they transform your inner psyche, your heart space, and your ability to respond. If you can do all of this without judgment, you will be fine. I want you to also watch out for these emotions being internal and make sure that you have the ability or make the space at least to process them so that you can release them. Scorpio likes to keep everything inside. So we're not wanting to suppress our emotions. We're wanting to feel them, process them, move them through us. Okay, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about a little online event I have coming up on the 30th of November, which is the night of the Gemini full moon. It's called Reflect, Release, Reclaim, and it is a transformation ceremony that I've curated to pay homage to 2020. A year that changed us in so many ways on both a macro and a micro level. Through deep meditation, journal reflection, releasing exercises, and intention setting, we will reflect on what lessons 2020 offered, release the wounds of 2020 that are no longer serving us, and reclaim who we are before we move into a new year. This event is open to everybody, so it's not a Lunar Lover event. Anybody can join, and I would love for you to be a part of it. If you can't make it live on November 30, you will still be able to watch the recording of the event. So for all the details and to purchase your ticket, you can just click the link in the show notes of this episode or head directly to jordanalevine.com. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to share it with your friends, please take a screenshot on your phone and share it to your Instagram stories. If you'd like to leave me a rating or review on your favorite podcast app, they are always welcome. Until next moon, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.